lining up to get high at the Highland Cafe. Some camped out overnight in Bangkok to ensure they'd get in early. Yeah! As Thailand removed marijuana from its list of banned narcotics.
I don't have to hide the fact that I use cannabis anymore. I don't have to worry about the officers who are always looking out for people using cannabis. I don't have to worry about corrupt cops who try to ask for a bribe.
But while you can now grow and carry marijuana, lighting up just anywhere is still a no-no. The government says it's promoting cannabis for medicinal use only, warning that smoking in public could get you a 3-month jail sentence or a $780 fine. And the amount of tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, the chemical that makes people high, will be limited in commercial products, such as these ganja gummies.
One of the main discussions of cabinet was about the way people should behave. People can consume and smoke both cannabis and hemp, but certain behavior has to be controlled.
While the government doesn't want Thailand to be seen as a weed wonderland, the public health minister is planning to hand out 1 million marijuana seedlings to encourage growth in the industry. Authorities hope the trade will boost agriculture and tourism, which have been stunted by the pandemic.
Thailand, with this happening now, after COVID, after the economy going to down the drain, really do need this to kind of get back up on their feet.
Good news too for small-time cannabis farmers like Tana Sattamon Plemjit, who used to grow illegally.
This industry will put more money in people's pockets. The new cannabis bill will create a more welcoming environment for new business owners. They don't have to be stressed out about legal issues or who they can sell their products to.
Southeast Asia is known for its strict drug laws. The changes mean about 3,000 prisoners serving time for cannabis crimes will be released. Activists say they'll keep pushing for the rules on recreational use to be eased. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.